This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on a Monday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, which you need to keep refreshing. Right, Melissa Miller?
Yes.
Good morning to you. I'm Kevin Keith, and we do have Melissa Miller over there. We mentioned that because we have got some, I would say, 10 to 12 phone calls and emails over the last week or so about ClintonCountyDailyNews.com not being updated. And it's not just because Ken Hartman went on vacation. It's because there's a little something weird in the back end of the website that you never see and we never see that is causing it not to, like, refresh and update on its own, I think.
Right, right.
And we've talked to our tech guy in California, and he's aware of it and on top of it. And it seems to be working for some of us in the radio station, but not for all of us. So what you need to do is just click refresh. Ken has continued to add stories on there the last 4 or 5 days. I put a couple up myself. I'll click refresh, and then I'll see it all repopulate. So that's the key right now, click refresh.
Well, especially if you have that page open a lot, you just leave it open,
Which
a lot of people do. Even on your phone, if you don't close it out completely, It will stay open in the background on your phone, whether you realize it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've gone into my husband's phone, and I've cleaned out like 26 pages because he forgets to close the pages out when
I'm guilty of that, too, yeah.
So, you got to refresh it.
So, refresh ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and you'll see a whole host of new news stories there, okay? Our Skywatch weather forecast on this Monday is cloudy skies and warm again. High at 85, 62 the low tonight, and cloudy skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 82, and then 58 the low Tuesday night. Sunshine, high 85 Wednesday. Same thing Thursday, sunny, high 85. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high 85, so it's certainly still summer, right?
Yep, definitely.
So we got a couple local announcements to pass along your way. One is a boil water advisory. This is for homes on Ohio Street between Hoke and Fudge Avenue, and then a couple select homes on Kelly Avenue. All homes will be notified via letter, okay, but we're telling you right now. And this came out actually late Friday. Due to loss of pressure in the Frankfort Water Works distribution system, it caused by water main valve replacement. Boil your water before using. Again, homes on Ohio Street between Hoke and Fudge, select homes on Kelly, and all homes will be notified via letter. The Water Works today is shutting off the water supply to make the new main connections. The system will lose pressure due to construction activity. When water mains lose pressure, it increases the chance that untreated water and other microbes can make their way through. So
yeah, and it's going to be more than just today. These things, you're going to be boiling water for at least a couple of days.
And
you'll be notified. They'll let you know when their tests come through that the water is safe to drink and not be boiled anymore. So
all clear, right? We'll let you know.
Yep.
And they'll let us know, too, so we'll let you know. If there's something on your mind, you can give us a call at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. Ken Hartman is at the Clinton County Commissioner meeting this morning, which starts at about 23 minutes. The big thing on the agenda, there were already some big things on the agenda, but I believe Eon will be asking the commissioners to lift the moratorium for wind farms so they can at least put it all out there. And I did see last night, if you're against it, you're supposed to show up this morning wearing red.
Interesting.
Yes, yes. So that's why Ken left a little early to get a parking spot, I think. So commissioner's meeting getting ready to take place, and I think they've actually moved that. I'm not for sure where. I forget.
I think they're at the library today.
I think you're right.
I think I believe it's at the library today because, of course, they're having
mold issues.
There's some issues, not in their office, but in the
Maybe the surveyor's office. Yeah.
The surveyor's office has been moved to the commissioner's.
Yeah, they're kind of sharing the area.
Yeah, everybody's sharing. So,
It is at the library this morning. I think you are correct at 9 o'clock coming up here shortly. And Ken expected a long one. So, plenty going on in our neck of the woods. My gosh, October 12th will be the fourth annual Oktoberfest in downtown Frankfort with beer, food, and music. 5 to 10. Tickets are only $5. Frankfort Main Street and Frankfort GC's bringing that to you. And they'll have music with the Indie Ogs. And that, again, is October 12th, downtown Frankfort. You know, it'll be a little cooler by then, too.
Yeah, hopefully.
So it'll really feel, hopefully.
Maybe, yeah.
It'll really feel like Oktoberfest. Me and the girlfriend and one of the little ones went to Hoops Saturday night. They had their smokehouse jam. We ate our own food. We didn't want ribs or anything, but got to see Bill Gant, our very own Bill Gant, his band Mucklow, open for Jason Wells. So we went over there and hung out a couple hours. It was pretty fun. It was good. It was a nice night for it Saturday night. So
that's cool.
Yeah, we were out there, and I'd only seen Jason play one other time. He and I are pretty good friends, but I'd only seen him play one other time, which was at the senior fair, I think, last year.
Right.
So it was good to see him. And
I know they said the festival over at Kirkland was really good, too.
Man, they had great weather.
Yeah, it was a huge turnout for that festival as well. And the Clinton County Antique Tractor Club had a huge plow day over by Rossville.
Oh, okay.
And they had a lot of tractors show up. I saw a lot of video on that.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
And they had several show up, actually. In fact, it's pretty cool to watch them all go down in a line, plowing one right behind the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Yeah, that's cool.
That was pretty cool to see on video.
Everybody had great weather for everything over the weekend.
Yep.
The girlfriend had recently taken another job where she has weekends off. And so she's like, hey, it'll be nice to stick around the house. We've not done that one time. We've been out doing something. So it's like, when's that weekend coming where we're just sitting around doing nothing?
I spent all weekend on the computer.
Really?
Yes. I think I was outside long enough for the dog to go out, and that was pretty much it. So.
What was you doing on the computer?
I was closing out State Fair and Country Market, getting all of that finally all finished up and...
Submitted and done.
Yeah, all done, all dropped into its files and packed away for wait until closer to next year.
Okay. So you're ready to go then?
I'm ready for a vacation.
There you go. There you go.
A real vacation.
All right. Again, if you'd like to give us a call, you can. 659-3338. The Frankfort Hispanic Heritage Festival is coming up on Saturday, October 5th, 4 to 10 at Veterans Park. Mm-hmm. It was going to be at Prairie Creek Park, but they X'd that out.
Right.
It's now at Veterans.
Right.
It's on Saturday, October 5th now. They were going to have it this past weekend, but just couldn't do a whole lot. So
yeah,
make your plans now. It's a couple weeks away. 659-3422 for more information for Frankfort Parks. Again, that'll be Saturday, October 5th. At Veterans Park, 4 to 10, for the Frankfort Hispanic Heritage Festival. I think that's just the second or third, if I'm not mistaken, maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And there's plenty of things to do. My gosh, this upcoming weekend, there's a ton of stuff.
Yeah, it's packed again.
We've been talking about the Singing Contractors with Josh Arnett and Aaron Gray. They're going to do the first annual We Care Transition Home Awareness Concert, also at Veterans Park in downtown Frankfort. It's to raise awareness of the We Care Transition Home, which is a new facility in Frankfort that exists to help women achieve long-term recovery from addiction. Featuring the Singing Contractors, it's free to get in, but they'll have ice cream and pulled pork available for purchase. And, of course, you can make free will donations as well. That's coming up this Saturday, September 21st. and on Green Street at Faith Family Church in Frankfort, just down the street from us. They'll be having a big time over there this Saturday, the 21st, as well. And I think Cindy Lovelace has a remote on Shine 99, our sister station. Hog Roast and Car Show later that day, 4 to 6, at the Cornerstone Assembly of God on West Mulberry and Jefferson Road. Tickets are $10 per person. So what they do is they have a morning party till midday or so, and then they all go out to the Cornerstone Assembly of God for a hog roast and big car show. So they make a full day of it. So.
Yep.
There you go. Frankfort Street Department also offering free drop-off at their location at 905 Burlington Avenue during the city's fall cleanup for all of us Frankfort residents only. Residents can drop off 2 pickup truck loads of materials per residence, including large bulk items like couches and mattresses and box springs and appliances and carpet and chairs, up to 2 car tires, dressers, and TVs from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. That's September 30th through October 4th. So get your junk now, right?
Yeah, really.
Go ahead and get it all together, and you'll be good to go there. Good morning, Kim.
Oh, hi to both of you.
Hey.
Hi.
Did you see yesterday on the Sunday, one of the Sunday shows, and Ted Cruz, and he was saying that the people should get over about this Kavanaugh. And my question is, would the Republicans do if this was Hillary or any other Democrat?
Probably not Hillary. I don't know. I could overlook some things with Democrats, but not Hillary.
See, that's what I mean. And then he said, well, Trump brings all our allies together. Really? maybe they're all against us. Maybe that.
Yeah, that's their ally. I don't know. It seems like we've got a few more.
So.
It's just I think he's trying to bring together some allies that haven't been allies, and I think a lot of us are a little leery of that.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. You don't step on the good guys and embrace the bad guys.
Right. Yeah, that's. That's a slippery slope for sure.
Absolutely. And then also at Trump rally, he said that the Buttigieg was beating him. And he said, I've had enough of old Buttigieg. And then they asked Buttigieg, and he said, well, if I'm winning, that's good news for me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, take a win when you can.
Yeah, that's like right. Mayor Pete.
And I would have said, if I was Pete, I would have said, well, after the election, maybe the American people will say we've had enough of you, Trump.
Yeah. I did see a poll the other day that had 5 Democrats beating Trump in Texas.
Not surprised.
I'm not, you know, I don't know. The polls were also saying Hillary would win and beat Trump by 8 points, so I'm a little leery of the polls.
Yeah, polls are odd.
Yeah.
Oh, and one more thing. What do you think of Trump wanting to take the money away for the wall from the military?
Yeah, I'd seen something on that. I would have to get more information on that.
I don't agree with that at all. He's taking away, I mean, the military needs funding anyway, but he's taking it away from the families. He's taking all the housing. There was supposed to be a bunch more housing going up for troops and for families, and that's where the money's coming from.
Yeah, that's right.
So, no, I'm not happy about that either.
No. Oh, because I thought Republicans liked a strong military.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I would have to get more information on that before I see what's going personally on myself.
Well, that plus I don't think he should be allowed to allocate where he wants funds to go anyway, not without Congress.
That's
true. He's doing a lot of stuff on his own because he thinks he's got the right to. Yeah, well, I won't go that far, but I think he's his executive privilege is way overstepping its bounds, and there's a lot of stuff that's going on that shouldn't be going on without Congress.
I totally agree with you.
And I would say that about any. I don't care who the president
either
is.
Either party, that's, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a democracy, not a one-person show.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me have my say.
So, you're welcome, Kim.
You guys have a nice day.
You too. Appreciate that. You know, so many times I look through Facebook and I see the clickbait.
Yeah, there's a lot
stories.
Of it on Facebook. Yeah, I don't pay any attention to that.
Well, I pay attention to some of them, but they'll throw out this really scandalous headline, like Trump said something, you know, that was just. It's something that I totally disagree with. I'm like, oh, no, he didn't say that, did he? So I'll click on it. And it's either something where some liberal news source has written their own spin on something he had said, and then they turn it into something else. Now, this works both ways, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. It's either that or it's something from like 4 years ago. You know, right. Because so many times people share things, and it's like,
yeah,
whoa.
Yeah, that's the reason why I don't pay any attention to that, because a lot of people don't look at the timelines.
The dates,
they don't
yeah.
pay any attention to it. You just don't.
At the top of every newspaper article, there is the date
yeah.
that it was, you know, published and everything.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
It's kind of one of those things.
Well, and that's why I look at more than one news agency, too.
Yeah.
You don't just glue yourself to one, especially when it comes to national news.
And I don't get my news from Facebook. Book, but I can't. I'm one of those clickers. I end up reading a really good article on the Washington Post, and then
yeah,
you know, 2 hours later, I've read this and I've clicked on that, and I've got six or seven pages open on my
right.
phone, like you were talking about. And
right.
the last article I end up reading is like weird sex fetishes of ancient royal people or something, you know.
Yeah,
because those stories are interesting too.
Yeah, yeah. I just Facebook. I don't put much stock in any of that.
Yeah,
stuff,
it's amazing what people share without confirming
yeah,
or anything.
Exactly.
You know?
I guess my go to, because I don't have a lot of time to sit and watch all the national different networks and
yeah.
stuff. I will go to Twitter
mm-hmm.
and I will go through and I'll look at what the main headlines are, and when you've got, you know, five or six of them with the same headline, then that's probably something that needs to be looked
something
at.
Legit,
you know,
yeah,
yeah, it's a little more legitimacy to it than
yeah.
what there are on most. So those stories I'll check out, but I check them out on different news sites to get
mm-hmm.
everybody's opinion or everybody's spin. So
right, and that's the other thing too. As long as they tell me it's an opinion, an op-ed,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can live with that.
Yeah,
but I need facts if you're going to write a story.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So we lost a couple rockers over the weekend.
Yes, we did. Eddie Money, we lost him early Friday morning. He
yeah.
passed away at the age of 70. And then again over
Rick
well,
Ocasek
yesterday
Rick, yeah.
Rick Ocasek from The Cars, lead singer and guitarist of The Cars.
Yeah.
75.
75. Hard to believe. I told Shell last night, that made me feel old. I mean, I remember The Cars in their prime, man, they were just, I still love The Cars,
well,
you know?
And I was just looking, there's a, of course, Rolling Stones did some massive articles on The Cars here over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they mass produced probably 5-6 articles
mm-hmm.
very quickly after the news of his passing, but their greatest hits
mm-hmm.
is now in the top 10 on iTunes.
Oh, wow.
Their greatest hits album.
You know, I was reading a little bit about Rick Ocasek last night, and Benjamin Orr, he was also a member of The Cars, and he had some solo stuff we play here on Wylo.
Right.
Stay the Night's one of his, and then a couple others, but he was also with The Cars. And you know, the one cool thing I think why The Cars had such staying power is because they blended the rock with like some of the new age noises
yeah.
and stuff they
well,
could get out of computers and multi-tracking
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, it was alternative.
Yeah, it was.
They were like one of the first bands on the forefront of alternative music.
Yeah,
alternative rock.
I just love the mixture of guitars and keyboards and all the weird noises that the synthesizers and stuff can make, you
right.
know. And they were really good at doing that. And some of their stuff just flat out rocked.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they really took it into the classic rock genre. So, yeah, Rick Ocasek. So they say it always happens in threes.
I know. And we've had two
yeah.
already. So, and I've not seen anything. Is it sad to say I've actually surfed Twitter to see, you know.
I kind of did a little Facebook thing this morning, too, to see if anything else had happened overnight.
Yeah.
I tell you, speaking of music, over the weekend, it doesn't happen very often, but we were able to, I guess the stars were aligned just right, for us to get PBS
mm-hmm.
on our home channel. And yesterday afternoon, maybe midday or early afternoon, they had one of their American Masterpiece series on country music, the history of country music.
Yeah, well, see, the new documentary actually, I think, It doesn't hit. It didn't hit this weekend. I think it hits next weekend.
Is it? Maybe this one was an old one.
On country music. Yeah, it probably was. Because this one's on country music. It'll actually be in theaters. And it's several hours long.
Yeah, yeah. It usually is when Ken Burns does something on PBS.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this.
Everything I've ever seen Ken Burns do, even if it's a topic I don't have much interest in, it's so well done, I'm just enthralled.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I just sit there and watch it. And there's no commercials, right, on PBS.
Yeah, so. It looks fascinating. Well, there are, but they're the fundraising ones.
Right.
But, yeah, it's...
So I watched about an hour and a half of that yesterday, and they kind of wrapped it up with Loretta Lynn and some of her family. And
right.
Man, it was so good.
I think they'll come back. It's a docuseries is what it is, and it's going to run. I couldn't remember if it started this weekend or next weekend, but it's like 16 hours worth of docuseries. So that's, you know, a week's worth.
It was just really compelling. And kept my attention for an hour and a half.
And it's the history of country music and why it's so appealing to anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone and everyone.
Yeah.
And the history of it, more or less.
What I like is they were talking about some of the current country music stars. Miranda Lambert, particularly, and a couple others.
And
so that was cool.
Their heroes, basically.
So it was really good. I had a good time on that.
Yeah, I like watching the stuff off of PBS because, I mean, they also have some good concert series on there, too.
I was flipping through Saturday night.
You know, midnight, I'm watching Fleetwood Mac live performance, and it's like, yes.
They've got a thing on Saturday night, I think, they call Bluegrass Underground.
Yeah.
And it's like these groups on a stage, but they literally are like in a cave, you know? And I never know any of the artists, but I like some bluegrass, and they always mix in some violin and, you know, banjos and stuff, and I enjoy that. So I'll sit there and watch those guys jam, and there's usually about 10 of them up there doing different things. So
yeah,
it keeps my attention.
It's usually pretty good. So.
Yeah,
I'm just sitting here. Well, you know me. I'm sitting here scrolling through Twitter right now, looking at stories, and I made your day by telling you that it's 100 days till Christmas.
Yeah, thank you.
I thought it was just GMA that was celebrating it, but no, iHeartRadio, and there's a whole bunch of them celebrating 100 days till Christmas.
There's probably some radio station somewhere in America
already
playing their Christmas music, yes. We'll wait till at least September
20th. Yeah. Hey, that would work. That's my anniversary, so we could do
it. Oh,
is
it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 39 years.
Wow. My parents' anniversary was yesterday, 46 years for them. So
crazy.
Yeah. Well, coming up a week from this Wednesday is the 30th Annual Senior Fair, and we're going to do it upright for you again. We're inviting you to stop by and see us 9 to 2, but try to be there at 9 if you can. It's in the Community Life Center in Frankfort behind the First Church of the Nazarene on Wabash Street, just across from Frankfort Senior High School. So we're asking you, if you pull in there to the Community Life Center, and it's already filled up, which it probably will be by 9:30 or 10, just park at the Frankfort High School parking lot, then ride the Frankfort Main Street shuttle to and from the Senior Fair. That's sponsored by BCS Landscape and Design, so we've got free admission, door prizes and fun, over 45 booths from area businesses and organizations offering products and services. Free breakfast sponsored by Goodwin Funeral Home and Archer Weston Funeral Home and Hearing Solutions of Indiana. And then free lunch sponsored by Genda Funeral Home and Home National Bank in Thorntown, so you can come make a full day of it. Free health screenings too, bingo and prizes, flu and pneumonia shots available, plus they'll help you with insurance and Medicare filing if you need that. The stage sponsor that day is IU Health. The entertainment is the Wildcat Creek String Band. Their music will get your toes tapping and lift your spirits. So enjoy this special day of fun, food, music, and fellowship. If you need anything, just give us a call at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. This has the potential to be the biggest one ever, being our 30th annual. And celebrating 30 years of seniors is our theme. But, you know, we've had the discussion, Melissa, that if we get to 50 this year on booths, which I think would be close to, we may have had 50 or 51 last year, but it'd be close to a record. Where else would we go if we, you know, I mean, if we had 65 booths, people wanting to get in, you know?
For the facilities and everything else, we would have to move it to one of the high schools.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'd have to move it to a weekend.
Yeah.
In order to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you so, can't do I much mean, at
yeah,
school.
Yeah, you can't during, do it during school, during the week.
Yeah.
So, unless you would do it during a break.
Yeah.
When the school's on break, but yeah.
Well, let's not talk about that right
no,
now.
No, that's kind of depressing to have to do that. So.
I sure love the Community Life Center.
Yeah, definitely. So are you going to rush out and get you a package of mystery Oreos?
Mystery Oreos?
Mm-hmm.
No, tell me about that. I like Oreos.
Yeah. You don't know about this?
No.
Oh, this has been going. This is a big, huge topic over the whole weekend. So Oreos will today, they start selling today in the stores, a new mystery cookie that looks like a real Oreo, regular plain old Oreo, but it doesn't taste like the classic. And they're asking fans to guess the secret cream flavor for the opportunity to win $50,000. Now, last year they did this, and it was Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
Nasty.
Yeah, I'm yeah.
This time, just the little hints that are coming out, are people are saying that there's a little hint of cinnamon and graham cracker. So we'll,
that might be a little maybe, more
yeah, maybe
tasty.
We may just have to go out and get a package so yeah. we can all try it and see what it is.
Yeah,
so.
Bring it back to the station if
yeah.
you.
But
I saw something late last week or maybe midweek about like I thought it looked legit, but again, it might have been clickbait. It was mayonnaise filled Oreos and mustard filled Oreos. They were going to do for like a couple days around Halloween or something. That seems like a big waste.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I just don't see anybody.
They have orange ones, but they're still the same flavor.
Yeah, it's still.
I mean, they're still just, the vanilla cream flavor.
Yeah, it's just orange for Halloween. Okay, Melissa, thanks as always.
Yep.
And thank you for joining us on the first portion of Party Line. We'll come back with more next on WILO.